Well, as we finish out the show, I am here with Glenn Lutyens from our counseling department. Hey, Glenn.
Hi, Lisa.
Thanks for being here and answering this question. From one of our guys in our listenership, he is wondering, my girlfriend and I are both freshmen and are definitely at a point where getting married halfway through college seems like a possibility. However, as an engineer, it would be crippling to my career not to do internships or co-ops in the latter half of my college career. And my girlfriend has a huge interest in studying abroad. Would it be crazy to get married and then not live together for a span of around 6 months?
Well, there are a lot of different factors that I think are involved mm-hmm. in something like this. One depends on age. You know, are they 18 or are they 28? You know, if somebody's 18, waiting 4 years to your early 20s is not an unthinkable thing. Often, parents, if they have been a part of the financial possibility of the student attending college, may decide that if you are now making the commitment as husband and wife, that you can handle the financial piece on your own, which I think is a pretty reasonable thing for parents to do. So if it's now going to hamper, you know, if a person's getting married after their sophomore year in college, and now, you know, it's going to hamper them financially as far as what it costs to finish their schooling, I'd probably encourage them to, you know, to wait a bit until after college. Now, engineers have their own perspective. I remember when I was starting in my own work as a counselor, working for a Christian psychologist, he said, Glenn, I want you to work with an engineer because they think differently than we do. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times an engineer will have something planned out, which isn't a bad thing. It's not that that's a bad thing. It's just that sometimes, you know, you have to realize that there are going to be twists and turns in life. I would probably be more likely to encourage them, if at all possible, to wait. Now, again, if they are the 26 or 28 you know, year old in that situation, I would probably be more open to the idea of, you know, halfway through a college getting married. Mm-hmm. But when couples are apart for a half a year, that's a pretty lengthy period of time. I'd rather it be a scenario where they could avoid that right. and avert that type of situation.
Well, and it's interesting to me because it just makes me wonder if it's possible. I mean, obviously, like, internships are very time bound. And this, if this guy's going to get a degree, he has to get his internship and get a job. But can they do that on a staggered time frame? That's what I would ask him. You know, like, can he complete his internship, get into his career, and then maybe the two of them can do something abroad? Or can she, you know, study abroad while they're still dating or whatever, and then they get married and then it becomes, you know, so they're more moving as a unit? I don't know. I mean, again, it always comes down to, I think so many young adults have these lofty ideals, like their life will not be complete if they haven't been, you know, a year in Europe or something.
Right,
and
right.
So I think those are things to take into consideration, and maybe getting some good godly counsel from professors and people in their church maybe would be helpful.
What input they can get from people is really valuable. I think it's one of the greatest pieces of input
especially
that people
given
can
their
get.
Temperaments and
absolutely.
The people that know them well. So good. Well, thank you, Glenn, for giving some insight here. Hopefully, as Glenn said, if you two are listening, you'll get some good godly counsel from people within your university as well as within your church family and beyond, and see if there's a workable solution, because obviously we want to preserve the relationship and get you started off on the best foot as possible. So thanks, Glenn.
You're very welcome.
All right, folks. Well, that is it for this week's show. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with your question. Find us on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram and beyond, as well as at our website, boundless.org. Make sure you are sharing the show with your friends, letting them know what is up. And otherwise, we'll see you around next week. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.